This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Wednesday, November 6th. We'll manage money in the corn market comes up short in Tuesday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
We've got some weather issues out there. There's some things that are starting to bubble up, and it's going to be an interesting kind of trade going forward, I think, for the rest of the year and actually for the beginning of next year. But right now, as we speak, the managed money have got their bets on being short, right? They're short about 85,000 contracts. Is that a huge amount? Not really for the managed money, no. But in a time when things can get kind of squirrely before and after the report, by the way, and when you don't have the volumes that we would normally have at different times of the year, if there's something that comes out bullish and those 85,000 contracts have to be bought back or covered, that could be something that kind of spooks the market a little bit higher. So keep that in mind.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday up 5.5 at 515.5. December corn was down 1.5 at 382.25. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day unchanged, ranging from 595 to 608. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for November were up 5.5. Ranging from 590.5 to 598.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for November were up 1.75, ranging from 650 to 696. Club wheat of ordinary protein for November was unchanged, ranging from 595 to 658. Live cattle for December was down 62.5 cents at 119.35. November feeder cattle was down $1.22.5 to 147.75. And November class 3 milk was up 8 cents at 2027.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.